All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to see you. Appreciate, as always, our friends in the media making time to be with us and have a lot of special guests with us in the back and sides of the room. Staff, student athletes, number of people have chosen to join us for what is really a great day for Illinois athletics. We spent a lot of time talking about football, talking about men's basketball. But what we all know is that we have hundreds and hundreds of student athletes who are doing unbelievable work in 19 other sports here on the campus in Urbana-Champaign. And today is a great, great day for over 25% of those student athletes, over 120 student athletes participating between women's soccer, men's track and field, women's track and field. A few weeks back, we were together. We had some discussion about the new campaign here at the University of Illinois, the capital fundraising campaign with Illinois. And we talked about the target goal for the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics being $300 million, including $200 million towards facilities, $70 million towards scholarships, $30 million toward the Student Athlete Enhancement Fund. As we mentioned at the time, we assembled a campaign steering committee, some people who have been incredibly important partners of ours over a long period of time, who have invested in the experience of our student athletes. One of our guests of honor today, Richard Demersian, is a member of that committee. We're also pleased to have a second member with us. Susie Atkins has been good enough to join us today. Thank you for being here, Susie. And at the time, we talked about having some future announcements upcoming regarding changes and improvements to our facilities, as well as some significant gifts. And today, we're very pleased to make the first of those announcements. Demersian Park will be the new home of Illinois soccer and track and field. Recall when we were together a couple weeks ago, we talked about, as we work on these projects, trying to find that intersection between our need and donor interest. And this is a perfect example of those two things coming together and having wonderful results. Talk a little bit, I think, to start with about the need. Obviously, we've had a shared facility for soccer, track, and field since the creation of Illinois women's soccer back in 1997. It presents a number of challenges. Presents challenges in terms of scheduling. Presents challenges in terms of needed improvements. Some improvements might benefit soccer, but they might actually create a new problem for track or vice versa. We don't have any on-site locker rooms at our current track and field facility, not for our soccer team and not for our track and field student athletes. No meeting rooms, no athletic training spaces. We have temporary spectator seating in less than opportune locations. Those of you who have had the good fortune of attending some of our track and field meets, you know our fans sit on the opposite side of the track from the finish line. Not the most enjoyable place to be if you're a fan of track and field. If our parents of events are coming out and watching perhaps the pole vault or the long jump, they find themselves sitting on a grass hillside. Could be muddy, could be wet. And so a little bit less than perfect situation for the fans of Illinois soccer, Illinois track and field. There's no permanent restrooms, no permanent concessions, no permanent merchandise areas. Event management generally has been conducted out of a tent. No facilities for visiting teams, visiting officials. The new plans address all of these things and so many more. We'll create separate spaces for track and field and soccer. We'll build new soccer fields to the east of our current facility. There will be two fields, one for competition, one for practice. We'll reconstruct the entire track and field area. And in between the two, we'll build a shared stadium, Demersian Park Stadium, that will host all of the different amenities that you would expect of a Division I national caliber program in these different sports: locker rooms, athletic training spaces, nutrition areas, meeting areas, coaches' offices, visiting team areas, officials' rooms, and certainly a grand entryway to celebrate the great history that we have in both of these sports and help us with recruiting as well. From a spectator standpoint, we'll have dual stands, so we'll have stands facing to the east for soccer, stands facing to the west for track and field. We'll have a permanent press box, event management facilities, new parking areas, entry plazas. an unbelievable sight. I believe we've released some conceptual plans. I would encourage all of you to take some time and look at those. In terms of project timing, we will seek project approval from the Board of Trustees in January. We will have the new soccer fields, just the fields, the two fields, the lights, the video board that come with that, completed in time for their 2019 season. We'll have the rest of the stadium, the track facilities finished in time for 2020, and which will allow us to host in 2021 the Big Ten Outdoor Track and Field Championships, something that we have deferred in the past because of challenges with our facility. We'll now be allowed to bring them here to campus and give our student athletes every opportunity to pursue Big Ten titles in front of their hometown crowd. I think what's most exciting about this is it will give our student athletes a home. It will give them a place where they can have time together, where they can pursue excellence in every facet of their experience. You've been around me enough to know that we talk about pursuing that excellence academically, athletically, and socially. We want our student athletes to leave here as champions in every facet of their lives. This will be a source of pride for them, for our community, and it will be a home for these student athletes, one that they truly have never had. And we'll tie together best-in-class technology with spectator amenities. We'll leverage some of the best assets from across this great university to be sure that we provide one of the finest, if not the finest, facility of this kind anywhere in the country. Those are a couple comments about the need. Now let's talk, obviously, about the donors. Could not be more grateful to the Demersion family. They're with us today, Father Jerry, son Richard, and their daughters Kara and Simone are all with us, along with Kara's husband Mark and Richard's husband Ann. They have been incredible partners of ours for a very long time. They've endowed scholarships. They've been involved in premium seating, in both in football and basketball. Most of you will recognize their name as being on our golf facility, which has, of course, been an incredible asset for us over the last 10 years. It was opened in 2007, matched up with our great coaching on both the men's and women's sides, and we know what has happened in both of those programs. I think most importantly, from where I sit, what's exciting is that we've found a partner who shares in our vision, who understands what we believe successful college athletics can mean to a university, to a community, and ultimately to our state. There's an opportunity here as we grow stronger in Illinois athletics to shine a bright light on the University of Illinois, to let people know that this is a place that pursues excellence in everything that we undertake, whether it's athletics, academics, research. The University of Illinois understands what is necessary to be the best. And we can't be selective about where we choose to be the best. We will be the best at everything we do. And athletics is a great opportunity for us to demonstrate that in a very visible way. I wanted our guests today, our incredible partners, the Demersion family, to have an understanding of what an impact they're making. And so over the last hour, we've had the chance to sit down with our soccer team, with our track and field team, and let those student athletes hear the news about what's happening with their programs and give them the opportunity to say thank you to the Demersion family for their incredible generosity. As I said, they've come from a place with no permanent locker rooms, no permanent restrooms, no home, and now they have a place where they can go every single day and know that they are surrounded with the resources they need to pursue their very best. I want to thank the Demersions for sharing in our vision, for being tremendous partners with Illinois Athletics. It means the world to us, to me, to have you here. Jerry, I want to thank you for raising a family that's so committed to philanthropy, understanding the opportunity that you have to make a difference in other people's lives. Richard, Kara, I've spent the most time with the two of you. It's been a privilege to get to know you here over these last 2 years. I think it speaks volumes. They're incredibly humble people. And as we talked about this gift and how to celebrate this moment, I think there's a big part of them that probably would prefer not to be sitting here today in front of a whole room of people with cameras. But they understand that there's an opportunity here for us to celebrate Illinois athletics and to chart a course very in a very public way for people to follow. Because as we have talked many times, this is just the beginning for the new dawn here with Illinois athletics. In order for us to fully realize that potential, we need a lot of incredible partners to help us, and we just can't thank the Demersian family for stepping up the way they have and making a difference today and long into the future, in the future of our program. So with that, I'll be kind of the master of ceremonies here over the rest of the press conference. I want to bring up Kara Demersian Huss. She is the founder and president of DCC Marketing, based in Decatur, and obviously a very important member of the Demersian family. So bring up Kara.
We couldn't be more excited about today and the opportunity to be in front of the students this afternoon just brought a ton of smiles and happiness to us that we could truly give back and make an impact. For us, our family gives from a philanthropic way, really for education. And here I want to talk about, because I know Richard's going to say a few things too, but also for economic development as well. And being from the Decatur area and this university being such a critical part of our state of Illinois and the growth that we see here throughout our region and our state is so important. And this gift really allows the program to be able to be an engine and a catalyst for what we believe to be economic growth, to be able to bring the big tournaments, to be able to bring fans, to have a training ground that really makes an impact throughout the region. We are so excited and thoroughly pleased to be part of this and the vision of Josh. We are excited that we can make a difference in these student athletes. Richard and I will tell you it was hard enough to get through the academic component here at the university, but to also be a student athlete and to have to balance Division I athletics and the academics and the rigor of the University of Illinois as a top-notch school, it's tough. And to be able to provide a place, a home, a shared area that utilizes resources efficiently and effectively, that takes the dollars and really maximizes the impact that we're doing with them for those students and for the region. We are so pleased to be part of this, and just thank you for bringing that vision to us so that we could be a part of it.
Next, I'll bring up Richard Demersian. Richard is a graduate of our College of LAS, also is the president of TCCI Manufacturing Organization out of Decatur. Richard.
Thank you. Well, you know, a big part of our desire of what we want to do here is supporting the university. And I think Kara said a lot of great things out there, but supporting Josh and being part of the Department of Athletics on the committee that's looking to raise during this campaign the $300 million that we're set out to do for athletics. And we just felt it was with the vision of what he wants to do and this facility being able to touch 25% of these student athletes and bring in other donors to come in either into this and have the ability to see what the end vision is going to be or add other pieces to the athletic campus is we felt it was important to come out and make this announcement sooner than later. So we're so excited to be able to support Josh and Howard has been such a big part of it as well too. The other piece that we really look at is, you know, back in 2005 we worked with the university and put together the golf facility with Coach Small and Coach Sloan's vision out there. And part of when we've looked back on that over the last 10 to 12 years and seen, number one, how the university has treated that facility, how the athletes have really taken part of that as their own, the way there was areas that they wanted to redo. They didn't come to us and ask for that. The graduates did that on their own. They went ahead and they spent their own money that was in that facility, that benefited from that facility, and spent the money to redo that facility. And I tell you what, that spoke volumes to us as creating something that they really have a true ownership in, and that's what we want to do here. We want these soccer and track and field really to feel like this is their facility, this is their home. We're the catalyst that can make that happen, but I think we're going to see the same thing out of these kids. We met them today. They were all super excited about it, made us even more excited about it. And I think they're the kind of teams with Coach Turk and Coach Rayfield that have instilled that same enthusiasm in these groups and going to have this facility and this team and the university that's really going to excel in all aspects out there. So with that, thank you very much.
Last two folks we want to bring up. I've talked at length in different forums about the quality of our head coaching staff. It's such a privilege for me and for us to have a chance to come here every day and work with 16 head coaches here at the University of Illinois who understand the role that they play in educating and developing our students. And I don't think there are two finer examples than Janet Rayfield and Mike Turk. And I want to bring each of them up to give them an opportunity to say a few words about this facility and the impact that will have on their program. We'll start with Coach Rayfield.
Thanks, Josh. And first of all, on behalf of our program, which is our alumni, our staff, our current and our future athletes, I just an infinite amount of gratitude to the Demersian family, not only for their generosity, but for their true and genuine partnership in this endeavor. We have a quality that we celebrate in our program called a game changer. Someone who on the field or coming off the bench or something they do off the field makes a difference for the program and makes a difference for their team. Demersian Park is a game changer. The impact of this project will be far-reaching. Undoubtedly, it will affect recruiting and our ability to attract the best athletes and the best students. It will allow us to upgrade and revamp our fan experience for everybody in this community. It will also enable us to host nationally prominent events that will impact the soccer community and the Champaign-Urbana community at large. But most importantly, it will enhance the experience of our student athletes by creating a home and an environment that tells our story, that exudes the Illini pride we have every day, and emanates from the building itself an expectation of excellence on a daily basis. Kara, Richard, Simone, Jerry, Demersian Park will be the home of champions. We thank you for that.
And then lastly, some of you will recall last year we reorganized our track and field programs under a single unified coaching structure. Couldn't be more excited about the head coach of that unified program, Mike Turk.
Well, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but on behalf of our student athletes, and especially myself, thank you for your generosity. Your gift will have a lasting impact and inspire generations of Illini athletes. I hope you understand what that means. I was here in 1984 as an athlete competing in Memorial Stadium on that track. And I think when you look at our facilities, this is more than a home for us. Okay, we have no home, right? I've been out there for 12 years standing in the middle of that field. And I don't think you can understand the kind of gratitude that I have for our program towards you for your gift. And I can promise you from the bottom of my heart that this gift will never be overlooked by our student athletes. They will always be grateful for that. We will always make sure that they're appreciative of what they have. But this is a great history in this program. We have national championships, 4 national championships, over 60 Big Ten titles in the history of our men's and women's programs. And, you know, I think being able to provide basic human needs of love and shelter and care goes a long way to creating a championship culture. And that's what you've set forth for us. And I'm really looking forward to be a part of that. And I promise that you'll be proud of the product we put out there for you. Our kids will compete very well and very hard for you and for our university. So thank you.
To wrap it up, and then maybe we can do some questions for any of us who have taken the microphone. This is a project that really, for soccer, is 20 years in the making. For track, is 30 years in the making. As you heard Coach Turk say, back in the 80s, many of you will remember the track was located in the stadium. We relocated it in 1987, and we started women's soccer in 1997. So this is something that has been needed for a very long time, and we're very excited to be able to, appropriately enough, bring this project across the finish line. We think it's a great opportunity for these programs. So with that. I do. I'm very fortunate that the two previous schools where I have had the opportunity to be the athletic director, University of Wisconsin La Crosse and Washington University, both have incredible traditions in track and field. Gave me unbelievable appreciation for those two sports. Had the chance to work very closely with those coaches and be around success. We won national championships at those schools, and I saw firsthand the impact that those programs can have. And the thing that I think gets overlooked a lot with track and field is the number of student athletes it affects. It's the second largest team we have here at the University of Illinois, especially when you combine the men's and women's programs together. I asked Coach Turk today, I think right now we're around 97 participants in those two sports. And so it's the second largest and second most complex sport we have. They now have a coaching staff of 6 full-time people, including the head coach. We have an operations person. Sports medicine, strength conditioning, all those things are designated just for track and field because of the breadth of that sport. And so I think those two schools, those experiences for me just help spotlight how many people are involved and what some of the challenges are to really advancing those programs forward and making them truly special. Yeah. Well, look, there wasn't a lot of activity on this as recently as a year ago. It was something that, as we came on board and made some adjustments with our structure, as I've said in different settings, we've gone through and kind of looked at all of our different facilities and put together our lists and tried to prioritize the best we can. And it doesn't mean necessarily that track and field soccer were number one. They were in the top group. But as I've talked about, there was an opportunity there to intersect our need with donor interest, and so that accelerated that program up to the front. But this isn't, and everybody's been very gracious in talking about me at different points today, but this isn't about me. This is about Illinois athletics and about us taking an incredible step and the generosity that one family can show and the difference they can make in the experience. And I think it's really incredible, and this gets to Jeremy's question, 25% of our student athletes, one project, 120 student athletes. So when you combine this with what's happening in football, it's 230 of our 450 student athletes. Over half of our athletes are being impacted by two very significant projects, and that's the stuff as an athletic director that gets you excited. Yeah.
What was the donation and what's the overall cost of this project going to be?
So the donation from the DeMersion family, $7 million. Be pledged over a period of years. The total cost for the soccer and stadium components of this project. We anticipate to be around $14 million. The track and field reconfiguration rebuild should be an additional $4
million. As this is completed over the course of the next 4 years, I mean, will it be done in stages so the teams aren't displaced during the season, or how is that going to be handled?
Yeah, we're working right now with Brett Stillwell, who does a great job of leading our facility capital project planning, to put together our timeline. But we will not be displaced. We'll work through the phasing of it so that we're not putting anybody out of their facilities in the interim. But we will have soccer. The first step is to create two separate facilities, and so we'll move soccer onto their new fields in 19. Again, for 19, it'll be just the fields, the lights, the scoreboard, sort of the bare bones of what you need to operate a program. At that point, we'll still have temporary bleachers. We'll still have the new trailer that we just installed over there this year. We'll move over to that field, and then we'll get the stadium itself done in time for the 2020 season.
And that has the possibility of taking care of multiple sports. How appealing and how much is that driving that for you?
I think it's about being efficient in the dollars that we spend. We're always looking to try and take a single dollar and have it have as broad an impact as it possibly can have. And so when there's an opportunity in a situation like this, we've talked about, you've got soccer, track and field. They don't each need to have their own sports medicine space. And we can build one really nice sports medicine area that will service 120 student athletes rather than doing two more relatively modest spaces. So there's a chance there to combine and be more efficient in the dollars that we're spending. And so absolutely, it's a part of our calculus. And as we build projects and put, as you said, bundle things together, the more opportunities we can find to be efficient, the better off we'll be. No.
Today, but we see some plans on the website, the Illinois Renaissance. Where are you at in your timeline with the oven update or other baseball or any other things you're asking?
Nothing to announce on that front today. I think today's focus needs to be on soccer, track and field, on the Demersion Park project. We do have a number of other things in the pipeline, nothing that we're prepared to talk about. Again, we're what we don't have the luxury of doing is sitting back and doing projects in sequence. And so starting football and then finishing football and then starting something else and finishing something else, we have to run parallel tracks. We have to tackle multiple projects at once in order for us to gain the ground that we need to gain. And so we don't in some senses have the luxury of sitting back and just taking them one at a time. We need to be prepared to launch on multiple fronts at once, and you're certainly seeing that, whether it's with football, now soccer, track and field, and hopefully we're able to bring the hockey thing across the finish line. So a lot of different projects in the pipeline, and as we have more to share, we certainly will not be shy about sharing it. Okay, thanks everybody. Thank you for being here.